Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 35, South India, Episode 4, Maya Sita. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived at southern Mathura from Kamakoshti, he met a Brahmana. That Brahmana who met Lord Chaitanya invited him to his home. This Brahmana was a great devotee and also an authority on Lord Sri Ramachandra. He was always detached from material activities. After bathing in the river Kritamala, Lord Chaitanya went to that Brahmana's house to take lunch. But Sri Krishna Chaitanya saw that the food was still unprepared because the Brahmana had not yet cooked it. Seeing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "My dear sir, please tell me why you have not yet cooked, for it is already noon." "My dear Lord, we are living in the forest, and so for the time being, we cannot get all the ingredients for cooking. But when Lakshman brings all the vegetables, fruits, and roots from the forest, then Sita will do the necessary cooking." Lord Chaitanya was very much satisfied to hear about this Brahmana's method of worship. Finally, the Brahmana hastily made arrangements for cooking. Lord Chaitanya took lunch at about 3 o'clock, but the Brahmana, being very sorrowful, fasted. So while the Brahmana was fasting, Lord Chaitanya asked him, "Why are you fasting? Why are you so unhappy? And why are you so worried?" "I have no reason to live. I shall give up my life by entering either fire or water." "Oh, my dear sir, Mother Sita is the mother of the universe, and she is the supreme goddess of fortune. But she has been touched by the demon Ravana, and so I am troubled upon hearing this news. My dear sir, due to my unhappiness, I cannot continue living. Although my body is burning up, my life is still not leaving. Please, do not think this way any longer. You are a learned pundit. Why you do not consider the case? Sita Devi, the dearmost wife of the Supreme Lord Ramachandra, certainly has a spiritual form full of bliss. No one can actually see Sita with their material eyes, for no materialist has such power. To say nothing of touching Mother Sita, a person with material senses cannot even see Sita Devi. Try to understand. When Ravana kidnapped Mother Sita, he kidnapped only Sita's material illusory form. For as soon as Ravana arrived before Sita, Sita herself actually disappeared. Then, just to cheat Ravana, Sita sent an illusory material form. You should understand that spiritual substance is never within the jurisdiction of the material conception. And this is always the verdict of the Vedas and Puranas. So have faith in my words, and do not burden your mind any longer with this misconception about Sita. Although the Brahmana was fasting, he did have faith in the words of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and so he accepted food. In this way his life was saved. After thus assuring the Brahmana, Lord Chaitanya proceeded further into southern India and finally arrived at Durvasan, where he bathed in the river Kritamala. At Durvasana, Lord Chaitanya visited the temple of Lord Ramachandra on the hill known as Mahindra Shaila. Then, Sri Krishna Chaitanya saw Lord Parashuram. Lord Chaitanya then went to Setu Bandha Rameshwaram, where he took bath at the place called Dhanustirtha. From there, Lord Chaitanya visited the Rameshwara temple and then took rest there among the Brahmanas. And while there, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu listened to the Kurma Purana, wherein it was mentioned about the chaste woman Sita's narration. Srimati Sita Devi is the mother of the three worlds and the wife of Lord Ramachandra. Among the chaste women, Sita is supreme, and Sita is the daughter of King Janaka. When Ravana came to kidnap Mother Sita, and Sita saw him, Sita took shelter of the fire god Agni. The fire god then covered the body of Mother Sita, and in this way was protected from the hands of Ravana. So upon hearing from the Kurma Purana how Ravana had kidnapped a false form of Mother Sita, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very much satisfied. The fire god Agni took away the real Sita and brought Sita to the place of Parvati, goddess Durga. Then an illusory form of Mother Sita was delivered to Ravana. And in this way, Ravana was actually cheated. After Ravana was killed by Lord Ramachandra, Sita Devi was brought before the fire and tested. And when the illusory Sita was brought before the fire by Lord Ramachandra, the fire god made the illusory form disappear and delivered the real Sita to Lord Ramachandra. When Lord Chaitanya heard this story, he was very much pleased, and he remembered the words of Ram Das Vipra. Indeed, when Lord Chaitanya heard these conclusive statements from the Kurma Purana, he felt great happiness. After asking permission from the Brahmanas, Lord Chaitanya took possession of those manuscript leaves. Since the Kurma Purana was very old, the manuscript was also very old. Lord Chaitanya took possession of the original leaves in order to have direct evidence. So the original text was copied onto new leaves in order that the Purana be replaced. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then returned to southern Mathura or Madurai and delivered the original manuscript of the Kurma Purana to Ram Das Vipra. Sitaya radito vanish, chaya sitam ajijanat, tang jahara dasha griva, sita vani purangata, pariksha samaye vaning, chaya sita viveshasa, vani sitang samaniya, tat purastad aninayat. When he was petitioned by Mother Sita, the fire god Agni brought forth an illusory form of Sita, and Ravana, who had 10 heads, kidnapped the false Sita. The original Sita then went to the abode of the fire god. When Lord Ramachandra tested the body of Sita, it was the false, illusory Sita that entered the fire. And at that time, the fire god brought the original Sita from his abode and delivered her to Lord Ramachandra. Ram Das Vipra was very much pleased to receive the original leaf manuscript of the Kurma Purana, and so he immediately fell down before the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and began to cry. After receiving the manuscript, Ram Das Vipra, being very much pleased, spoke, "My dear sir, you are Lord Ramachandra himself, and you have come in the dress of a sannyasi just to give me audience. My dear sir, you have delivered me from a very unhappy condition. So I request that you take your lunch at my place. Please accept my invitation. Due to my mental distress, I could not give you a very nice lunch the other day. But now, by good fortune, you have once again come to my home. And saying this, Ram Dass Vipra very happily cooked food and a first-class dinner was offered to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya passed that night in the house of Ram Dass Vipra. Then, after showing him mercy, Lord Chaitanya started towards Tamraparni in Pandya Desha. Srila Prabhupada now comments on this section in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. As stated in the Katha Upanishad, spirit is not within the jurisdiction of material eyes, words, or mind. Similarly, the Srimad Bhagavatam in the 10th canto states, Yasyatma buddhi kunape tridhatuke swadik kalatradishu bhauma ijyadi yat tirtha buddhi salile nakarhi chij janeshu abhigyeshu saeva gokara. That human being who identifies his or her body made of three elements with oneself, who considers the byproducts of one's body to be one's kinsmen, who considers the land of birth worshipable, and who goes to a place of pilgrimage simply to take a bath there rather than to meet men of transcendental knowledge, then such a so-called human being is simply to be considered like an ass or a cow. These are some Vedic statements about spiritual substance. For spiritual substance cannot be seen by the unintelligent because they do not have the eyes or the mentality to see the spirit soul. Consequently, they think that there is no such thing as spirit. But the followers of the Vedic injunctions take their information from the Vedic statements, such as the verses from the Katha Upanishad and Srimad Bhagavatam quoted above. Now, here is the process of spiritual understanding. Achintya kalu ye bhava natangs tarkena yojayet. We should not try to understand things beyond our material conception simply by argument and counter-argument. Mahajano yena kata sapantha. We simply have to follow in the footsteps of great authorities coming down in the parampara system. So, if we simply approach a bona fide acharya and keep faith in the acharya's words, then spiritual realization will be easy. Recorded January 17, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.